Okay. I think this is going to be the last shiur in terms of the milchik issues, so we'll see if we can try to finish up some of the shiurayim what we spoke about in terms of, you know, we gave the klolim last week in terms of butter. Now we're going to try to extract, I don't know if that's the correct word in terms of making of butter, but we're trying to extract from some of the principles we spoke about last week to some very relevant shalas halach lemaisa for us today. So we spoke last week about the Shitas HaRambam, when the Rambam tells us that even though there was a machlekes in the Gaonim, but the butter that was made by a goy, whether that's permissible or not, the issue was the helga tzuchei cholav, those drops of milk, whether we have to be choshish for those potential drops of milk or not. The Rambam told us a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam told us that according to everybody, if you take the butter and you cook it up, you cause the drops of milk to evaporate, so then kol yamalo pligi, that's acceptable. So this statement of the Rambam had all of its problems last week in terms of this lachatchila, but now we're going to deal with a whole different question that the Rishonim asked based on the Shitas HaRambam. So if we take a look on the Maamar Kamos, on the, it's not on the side where it says the topic, it's on the side which says Chazanish. So in the right hand corner, Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah quotes the following question. Ra'isi Misha Hikshal Adash Rabbeinu, that he saw somebody has the following kasha. So lest you think that it's just a nobody who asked the question, that must be the Rashba's kasha. It appears in the Torah Sabayis, this question. Imkain, according to the Rambam, who says that you can take the butter, which in the state that it's in is not acceptable according to some Gaonim, and go ahead and boil it up and get rid of the Tzichtzuchei Chalav, and all of a sudden it becomes Mutter. Imkain, you can pull off the following stunt. Chalav Shalahem Yehei Mutter, Lagabi Mimenu Gvina, Olasos Mimenu Chema. A gewaldig idea. You want to go to a guy and get mamish chalav shechovei akom, the real makoy. I'm not talking about this manazeh milk. I'm talking about the real iser milk, the iser derabanan that appears in the Mishnah we spoke about so many times. You go and buy treif milk from the guy, not literally camel's milk. You buy milk from the guy and you have no idea where it's coming from. He tells you it's from a cow, but he doesn't have necessarily a nemanus. And what do? Turn it into cheese or turn it into butter and then cook it and get rid of all the tzuchei chalav. So we asked the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Rashba, if the Rambam says that you can in effect take treif of butter and boil it up to get rid of the tzuchei chalav, thereby making it kosher, so mistam, you should be able to do the same thing if you buy milk from the guy. What could possibly be wrong? So comes the Magid Mishnah and says, v'ani tama b'kushizu, that he doesn't understand why the Rashba presented this as a kosher. The Lefidas Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam's opinion, Vada in a chinami, says the Magid Mishnah, yeah, you can exactly do that. There's absolutely nothing wrong, says the Magid Mishnah. According to the Shittas HaRambam, you can go to a guy, get milk, and right now the milk is treif. You're not allowed to drink that milk. That's chol shechov akum. But what you can do is turn it into cheese or turn it into butter, boil it up to make sure to get rid of the potential tzuchei chalav, and you're home free. Says the Magid Mishnah, that's true. In a chinami, you can do that. Says the Magid Mishnah, for kol shekeinu, and for sure it should be good. Why? From that which the Rambam says, she'afa pisha nasi sachema bidei nachrim mechalav shalahem utas b'bishol zakavachoyme. Madach, in the case of the Rambam, where the goyim made the butter, and we permitted based on our bishol, kol shekein chema ogvina she'asi yisro mechalav shalahem, she'muta b'bishol adayta izal, the kavachomer, if we're the ones who are making the cheese, we're the ones who are making the butter, so for sure it should be mutter. So this is the psach of the Magid Mishnah, gevalga kula, that if a person wants to make cheese, want to make kosher cheese, again, in the olden days, when there was a real serious problem of chol of akum, so no problem, says the Magid Mishnah, just buy the milk from the goyim, it's cheaper than the chol of Yisrael, go buy the milk from the goyim, and turn it into cheese, because we all know that the chol of tameh can't turn into cheese, or the chol of tameh can't turn into butter, and what are you afraid of? You're afraid of the tzuchei chol of, just give it a boil up, pasteurize it, and everything is going to be okay. That's the Magid Mishnah says, in Ochinami, that the Rambam would agree to that. So comes the Kesef Mishnah on the other side, next to the Magid Mishnah, and says nothing doing. Cholav shel akum gozer alav v'yasru stam mishum chashash tarovetz cholav tamei b'chol gavna asru l'lacha mehem u'l'ochlo b'shum inyan. Says the Kesef Mishnah, included in the gezeira midrabanan of cholav akum was that the Chachamim assumed that you're not permitted to buy any milk from goyim whatsoever because of the fear of Tarovis of Chalav Tameh. So says the Kesef Mishnah, once the Chachamim made that Isser, so it was a loy plug, it was across the board, afilu lasos v'menu gvina, even if you want to go ahead and take that milk and turn it into cheese, ocheva ulevashlon achi yichlu tichtuche choshev lehem the lo plug rabbanim bigzei rasam that when the chacham asked cholavachum, they asked it across the board whether the particular reason applies to your milk or not. That's irrelevant. Here's the punchline of the Kesef Mishnah. The Gezeira the Rabbanon called Cholavatom, that was only instituted if you buy milk from the Goyim. Shabon Nigzera Gezeira. Aval Chemes Achom, Shalomatina Shagazra Leha, Lama Teyasa Mein Batichtuche Cholav. So basically, what the later Achronim explained, what the Kesef Mishnah is telling us, is a fundamental Yisei. That the Isser of Cholavatom means when you buy milk from a guy, so that milk is now labeled like chatichan asos nevela. That's labeled like a shtik iser. That's considered to be a davra asor. So once the davra, once the iser is chal on chalav akum, there's nothing in the world you could do to remove that iser. You're going to turn it into cheese and you're going to boil it up. That's very nice. That's like taking a trace of food and cooking it and boiling it. That's going to be irrelevant. Once the iser is chal, so it's asr yalam vod, nothing you could do to possibly change it. So what in the world was the Rambam talking about when the Rambam says you can take butter, you can take butter and boil it up and it's mutter? So says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam meant you didn't buy milk from a guy, you bought butter from a guy. The Gezeirah de Rabbanon was not on butter. The Gezeirah de Rabbanon, the Yisra de Rabbanon was Cholav Shechal Ve'akum. The Yisra was on milk. You bought butter, you didn't buy milk. The Isra is only chal when it's bali ad Yisrael. If it's bali ad Yisrael in the state of a liquid, in the state of being milk, that's called chalav akum, but that's also the olam vod. If it's bali ad Yisrael in a solid state, we're going to have to qualify what precisely that means, but at least in the situation of gvina or chema, if it's bali ad Yisrael in the solid state, that's not chalav akum. What's the problem? The Metzius problem is there may be tichtuch echolam there. That's not a gzeirah d'rabbanan. That's the Metzius problem. Good, so boil it up. You get rid of the Metzius, get rid of the milk, and you're home free. But the Issur d'rabbanan, the official formal gzeirah d'rabbanan, called chol of akum, which there's no heter for. Once the Issur is chal, it's also the olam vod. That was only said on the liquid milk. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah appears to be saying. So this is going to have ramifications that we're going to get to in terms of the powdered milk, in terms of ice cream, in terms of whey, a whole series of shilas that are going to depend on whether or not we accept this Kesef Mishnah. So what is the halacha? Oh, serious, now we have a machlekes in the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, halacha l'maisa. If I want to go to a guy and get milk from him, I don't want to buy cheese or butter, I want to buy milk from a guy and make my own cheese. Is that a problem or not? So the Magen Mishnah says, that's okay, that's heptagomer. That's once you turn it into cheese and you boil it up, there's nothing to worry about, it's heptagomer. And comes against the mission, says nothing doing, that if you boil it in the state of milk, it's a problem. The only time it's milk is if you boil it in the state of cheese or in the state of butter. Now you have to be careful. If you buy it in the state of cheese, it's going to be also for another reason. It's going to be also al gvina sachem. So the hepta is only going to work legabe butter. How do we paskin the halacha? This machlokes is the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. We said the end of the show last week, this is going to be a multi-million-dollar question. I want to run a butter company. I want to buy a cheese company, and I don't want to buy a chalav Yisrael. I want to buy chalav Akum, and I want to make cheese. I want to make butter, and I want to sell it as quote-unquote non-chalav Akum. What's the din? So comes the Ramah, the other side of the Maamar Kamos. So it was a very, very long Ramah. So there was a little bit of confusion that I didn't. It's good, it's Min HaShemayim to show everyone that the Ramah has so much to say about Chol HaVachem, but I only wanted the last line of the Ramah. So the very, very end, it's three lines from the bottom of the Ramah, because otherwise we wouldn't have had the page would have been empty, it would have looked like there was a short shiur today. So the last three lines at the end of the Ramah, when he says the Sham, the fourth line, Chol HaShalav Yikichav, comes to Ramah and says, if you have milk, the liquid milk of the guy that became usur, it's not going to help to go ahead and turn it into cheese or to turn ahead going to turn it into butter. Once the yisra was chal on the milk, it's usur yalam vod. So kol mashenasa mimena usur, and then everything becomes usur. So if you take a look at the tziur when he tells you in the parentheses where does this come from. So it quotes from the Rashman of Beis Yosef, Shekein Das Arama Udelo Ke'arav HaMagid, not like the Magen Mishnah. So according to the Magen Mishnah, we would have been home free on this. Could have gone to the guy and bought the milk, turned it into whatever we wanted, and call that, quote unquote, call Achol of Yisrael, so that you can't do. Since we paskin, there are more paskins Allah against this Magen Mishnah, so we have to assume that once the milk is usur, again, if you assume that there's such a thing as Chol HaVachem is manazeh, but those who held that this Chol HaVachem is manazeh, that's not going to help to go ahead and take that milk and turn it into cheese or into butter. However, no, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Even if we do it, it's not going to help.
It doesn't matter if it's the goy that's
If I can't, if the guy does it, it may be better, because if the guy does it, so I bought it in the state of... Well, it has to be the Jews make it, or else it's going to be also about Gvinas Acham. The Ramah, this Sifah, the Ramah, is not even talking about Gvinas Acham yet. The Shulchan Aruch at this point was only talking about Cholav Acham. So the Ramah is not addressing the fact that it's going to be also about Gvinas Acham or not. And the only Isser is Cholav Acham, and that Isser, the Ramah says, is you can't get around. There's nothing you can do to get rid of the Isser of Cholav Acham. So comes the Shach and says that we shouldn't misunderstand the Ramah. The Ramah true is being machmer on the machlokes in the Magen Mishnah, the case of Mishnah, but says the Shach, don't think that even according to the Ramah, there's no possibility of getting milk from a guy and eventually turning into cheese and still not being subject to the rule of Cholav Acham. What does this mean? So comes the Shach, and the next in the Mar Makamos, it's Katan Yudches, says the Shach in a Moel, Tafka, the Stam Cholav, what that means is like this, that you want to go to a guy, to the guy's farm and say, listen, do you have milk for sale? And the guy says, yeah, sure, I got milk. I'm going to buy the milk from him and turn it into cheese or butter. That's the problem. Magamisha would be mad to that, but we're not going to be mad to that. But, avakasha anu yodim, shadasa avikichavim hayalasos gvinos mehacholav. But what if I know from day one that the guy is not in the milk business to make milk? The guy is in the milk business because he wants to sell to the cheese companies. So comes the shach and says, that's for sure mutter. Mutter Yisrael lasos achakach limena gvinos. Kvash akasava kaman sivdeis. So the shach says, if you take a look at the later Ramah, sivdeis, which we'll see in a minute whether he really says it or not, but the shach says that that's okay. That, according to everybody, should be okay. Why? What's the svara? Why should there be a difference what the das agoy was? So this is a throwback to what we spoke about already a few weeks ago. The Tosfos in Masechet Avodah Zarah wrote that if a goy is milking the cow and he knows that he's in the business of making cheese, he wants to sell his milk for the purpose of cheese, so then the goy would have to be a fool in order to mix in the treif and milk. Because even the goy wrote Masechet Avodah Zarah, so he knows that the chaza milk, the cow's milk, is not going to turn into cheese. So that's an umdra de muchach she'en kamayu, that the milk is in fact full, completely 100% unadulterated cow's milk. So comes the shach and says, that's going to ultimately depend on what the kavan of the guy is. So now when I go to the guy and I'm asking for milk, I have to size up what the situation is. If I'm going to the guy and the guy milks his cows for regularly, he doesn't know who he's going to sell the milk to. So then it's not a problem. Then either the Magen Mishnah is going to be master that, because the Magen Mishnah, once you turn it into cheese, everything becomes mutter. So the shach says, we can't pass like that. We pass like the Kesef Mishnah. We pass like the Achor of the Ramah, that if the guy made it, milked it for the purpose of milk, so once I buy from him the Torah's milk, it's also the olive oil, nothing I can do. But if the guy milked it for the purpose of making cheese, that's a whole different ballgame, that's an entirely different kula. And the shach alludes to Ramah a little bit later on. Now the truth is, that Ramah a little bit later on, I guess it's B'chav Kalamosiv Gareh, that I made a mistake, I should have, rather than putting this whole Ramah on, I should have stooped on the Ramah that the shach is referring to, to tell that part to you about that. The Ramah later on doesn't exactly say the way the Shach seems to be presenting it. The Ramah later on does quote that Tosfos that says that if you know Michil that the guy was doing it with Tzorach Gvino, so that it's mutter to buy it from him, and it's mutter to do whatever you want with the milk, because that was never included in the Gezeirah. The Ramah does say that. The Ramah just says one word, B'dievet. The Ramah says that B'dievet, B'shach Tzorach, B'machom Hefzid, you can rely on that. But L'chatchil, you're not supposed to rely on that. Why not? That's a gewaltig svara. That's a tremendous svara. What could possibly be wrong with that svara of Tosfos? That if you know for a fact the guy's standing there and he's telling you he knows there's a Miller's cheese truck on the way there, so what could possibly be wrong? Obviously the guy didn't mix anything inside. So why did the Ramah hesitate in Sif Beis? Why did the Ramah just literally say that it's just Heta Gomor? So Reb Moshe writes in a tshuva that there are really two different possibilities to why the Ramah hesitated, even on that case. Even in the case when we know what the Das HaGoy was, the Ramah wasn't willing to be mounted straight out. So Reb Moshe says that maybe the Ramah was being chayshish for Shittas Rashi. We also talked about this Rashi a few weeks ago. But Rashi seems to say that svara, that since the Goy made it for the purpose of cheese, so the Goy is never going to mix in chaza milk. So Reb Moshe says, if you look at Rashi, it's not the part that Rashi accepts that svara. It could be that Rashi holds that Shem and Nimloch, that the guy was planning, yeah, he was planning on making the cheese. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he thought he was going to make it with the milk, and then he thought he was going to make it the cheese, and then he thought he was going to drink it with the milk. You never know. So Rashi seems to deny that outright umdun of the muchach. Or Moshe says, maybe there's another spot that Ramah was concerned with. There is an opinion in Rishonim that says that you can't just make an umdun of the muchach out of a potential business sense. Namely, we think that the guy for sure did not mix any treif milk in it, because it would be stupid. It would be a bad business for him to mix in the treif milk, because it's going to mess up his cheese business. So there are some Rishonim who say that you don't say such svaras. That
So that's many kashas that the guy has a mishigas. He's going to want to mix in the chaz and milk, so he'll do it. It's going to cost the money. It's going to ruin his business. So be it. So comes the Moshe and says, Mestama, it's one of those two things that was holding the Ramah back. The Ramah was willing to be matir. He was up to that to be matir, but gamre, that if you know that the guy is making the milk for the purposes of cheese, there's nothing to worry about. But he was concerned, either Hashem and Nimlach, or he was concerned that maybe it's an issue of bad, maybe we have to be nervous about bad business. So comes the Moshe and says, Mestama, that Ramah is totally irrelevant. That chumah, that hesitation of the Ramah, doesn't apply for us. Why, says Ramosha? In the case of Shema Nimloch, says Ramosha, give me a break. That's when you're talking about a little farmer. So you got a farmer out there, he's got one cow, so he's milking the cow. So maybe it's for milk, maybe it's for cheese, you don't know. Here you got a dairy farm that has a contract with the Hamish Cheese Company. So they're supposed to deliver 20,000 pounds of milk to this cheese company. So who are you kidding? Shema Nimloch. Maybe the great decided he's going to take a little bit of that milk for breakfast. Give me a break, says Ramosha. And what are you nervous about in terms of maybe the great bad business sense? So Rav Moshe says, we're not chushish for that in Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass like that. We assume that if it's really detrimental to the guy, so we assume that is taka ochacha, that's taka numdana. And you can argue also that the men of the world, they have to be chushish. That's also when it's a one-time type of a thing. But here you're talking about the guy has a contract. That's what he's getting paid millions of dollars to provide milk for the cheese company. So all of a sudden he's going to start to play games, he's going to put camel's milk, and it's lo yitach in the varkaza. So basically, Rav Moshe, in effect, does away with that chumrah of the Ramah. In effect, what Rav Moshe says is that if you know for a fact that the guy is producing the milk al das to make cheese, so that's really nothing to be concerned with. That's mamash et gomer, that the whole chalavakam doesn't make any sense. So Rav Moshe put together with what we know Rav Moshe Shita is from weeks gone by, that Rav Moshe wasn't such a big believer of chalavakam altogether in America. Rav Moshe held that government inspection basically solves the whole problem. But Liesa Se'eis, there was some who wanted to be machmer that no, the government inspection is not necessarily acceptable. The Chassam Sefer, the Plug, whatever the different svars that we threw around a couple of weeks ago. So in Bamedvam Amurim, that you may want to be machmer, that's only if you want to go and buy a container of milk. You want to go to the shop and buy a container of milk, so that's a problem. But if you want to purchase milk, you want a cheese company to purchase milk from a goy and then turn it into Jewish cheese, so maybe one can argue that there's no reason to be machmer. The chlal is chumrah gabi chumrah gabi chumrah, because the whole thing doesn't make any sense, because that whole chumrah of the Ramah to be hesitant to buy the milk in the first place if it was about to make cheese really doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. So this is the basis, and there are some people who have the following pshar in their approach to Chol Yisrael. It means they basically, they keep Chol Yisrael, they basically present as a chumrah that keep the Chol Yisrael, but they will still be makil to eat cheeses which were made from non-Chol Yisrael. What's the svar? The svar is pashas, that since we know for a fact that the milk can't, the trace of milk, the cow's milk, the chaz milk, cannot possibly be turned into cheese, so what are you afraid of? Some of it, that there was a low plug, that the milk was acid. So that's what the Ramon effect told us. So the Shach tells us that since it was al-daita b'hachi to turn it into cheese, so there's nothing to be afraid of. Even though the Ramon himself wasn't so convinced that that's true, but it could be that those svaras don't apply to Zman Hazeh. There are people who have that split sock. There are some people who will be acid regular milk. They won't drink the regular milk from shop, right? But they will eat the cheese that comes, which was made out of milk, that was not a Chol Yisrael. So you have this even within certain Ashkachas. They have different standards in terms of the Ashkach itself. I'll give Ashkach on some cheese which will say Nasa Mechol of Yisrael, and the other cheese which will say Lo Nasa Mechol of Yisrael. So in effect what they're saying is they're relying on some type of permutation of this kula. Right, they have some of the cheese they do, right. Ha'olam, that's in the Migdal of Ha'olam, right. That's the Lundus within the Ha'olam is Chol Yisrael, but the Migdal cheese uses the non-Chol of Yisrael, right. The discussion of Chametz Aachen we had last week, Lemaisa is presented in Shulchan Aruch as being a machlokes of Mifim and Hagim. Some places were making all the svaros of Chametz Aachen and some weren't. So there's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch about if you have people go from one place to another, what chumras you have to carry, a daito, if you're planning going back, you're not planning going back. Maybe that was part of the rationale behind that pesach. This whole idea that we that the Kesef Mishnah developed, that there's a difference between whether the Cholov is Bali Yad Yisrael in the state of being Cholov, or it's whether it's Bali Yad Yisrael in the state of being a solid, such as the cheese or the butter, and that may totally alter the halacha, that the Gezeirah may have only been on liquids, may not have been in solids. This led to a fascinating suggestion of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And the Tshuva is Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has the suggestion that maybe, based on this Kesef Mishnah, only liquid milk is a problem, but quote-unquote solid milk is not a problem. What does it mean, solid milk? It means milk powder. Maybe milk powder was never included in the Gezeira of Cholav Achim. So this was the suggestion of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So one can disagree with Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank on a whole series of different reasons. So one is presented by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, I'm going back to the other side of the Maamar Kamos, the big bold letters Chazon Ish. So come to Chazon Ish, and totally attack this heter of the Heart Tzvi, or see if it's a fan concerning the milk powder. Comes the Chazon Ish and says, Efkas Cholav Eino Inyan Legvina Vechema. So first of all, we go to a little bit of Metzias in terms of making milk. Says the Chazon Ish that whatever hetera potentially are, that treif of milk can't turn into cheese, a treif of milk can't turn into butter, so therefore some wanted to argue the treif of milk can't turn into milk powder. So says the Chazon Ish, the Metzias is absolutely wrong. The Gvina Nas, that the process of making cheese is a separation of the curds in the whey. This is accomplished through some kind of an agent, such as the rennet or other things, the synthetic things, whatever they do to make it turn into cheese. And similarly, chema, the making of butter, is also made through a very specific process. That it's made through the churning and moving around the milk, that turns it into butter. Or you could do the same process if you heat up the milk, by gathering the fat that's coming to the top. So these types of procedures, either the procedure of making cheese or the procedure of making butter, that's the way it is that Chazal sized up the Metzias was, as we mentioned, about the fat content is different, so these things cannot be accomplished with the treif of milk. So basically, the cheese and the butter were not included in Gezeiras Cholav. That's why in fact Chazal asked Gavina for a different reason, because Mabina Be'or Kevas Nevela. And that's why Chematak was never asked. That's why Hefri Shonim Ha'atak and Chemes Mutar. But the whole principle of why cheese and butter were never included in the original Gezeira is due to the Metzias HaDvarim. Aval says the Chazon Ish, Efkas Cholav Nasa Ede Avricham V'Yavesh, that the whole procedure of making powdered milk is totally different. It means you heat up the milk with the hot air. And the liquidy part evaporates. What you left is the powder. So that has nothing to do with separating the curds in the way. So yavish called avalach, says the Chazon Ish. You can dry up anything that's wet. So actually yavish cholav tamik and cholav tahor. So he says it's mamish the same thing. So what did you do? You took milk and you played around with it a little bit, and now you have milk powder, but that's not intrinsic to kosher milk or not kosher milk. That can be done with anything. So says the Chazon Ish, v'yesh kan chashash cholav tamik v'gamri. So says the Chazon Ish, you're back to square one. The same way that Chazal offered the cholav, the regular cholav akum as a gzeira up to cholav tamik. Or the fear was not that the milk totally is cholav tamik, but the fear of tarovis that we spoke about before. So says the Chazon Ish, the ain hevdo be cholav akum le'efkas cholav. So we conclude that there's absolutely no reason to distinguish between the two. So lechora, the psak of the Tzvi Pesach Frank also understood the Metzias, that the Metzias probably is like the Chazon Ish is describing, that there's no reason to believe that you can't turn camel's milk into powdered milk also. Lechora, the vort of the Heart Tzvi was a different vort, that just as the Kesef Mishnah said, that the formulation of the takana was on milk. The gezeira was not on other things. Now again, the whole gezeira's cholav akum is a little bit of a stretch, as we said already at the beginning, the opening shurim, that minat Torah, the whole thing is bottle anyway, minat Torah, you got a gevaldik erov in minat Torah, there's no reason to believe the guy's playing any games. So this whole thing is a chumah bi'alma. The whole thing was a kachtik v'chacham, because they felt, as some Rishonim said, because they wanted to keep us away from the akum, whatever the reasons for what prompted Chazal to formulate the gezeira. But bottom line, we know the Kesef Mishnah says as emes. That's where the Ramah Paskins, that the formulation of the gezeira was on milk, not on gvina chema, etc. So what's the difference between milk in contrast to gvina v'chema? So Tzvi Pesach Frank said, one's a liquid, one's a solid. The cholav is on the zayin mashkin. So whatever is not cholav akum even though the reasons may be right. The Chaznish may be 1,000% right in its scientific analysis of powdered milk, but it's irrelevant, says the Tzvi Beis Frank. If that's not called cholov, so when Chazal asked cholov akum, that's not considered to be cholov. It ends the discussion. So there are others who wanted to question the kula of Tzvi Beis Frank based on the following, that the Sefer Chalkos Binyan we've quoted before, is the son of Raphael Cohen. He wrote a phenomenal Sefer on Chalkos Bishalakam, Cholavakam, etc. So he has a ha'ara on this kula of Tzvi Beis Frank as follows. Even if you want to go be'ikvas to Kesavishin, you want to say that kachtik nechacham, that milk is also and everything else is mutter, even if the reasons apply. So why do you say that this is not called milk? Because it's a solid. That's what the Kesavishin meant to say. The Kesavishin was distinguishing between milk as a liquid in contrast to butter and cheese as a solid. No. He thinks the point was as follows, that the butter and cheese had a shinoi. It was davar hanishtana. There's like there's a column of a comma. There's a shina chaz lebrioso. That sometimes you can change something where you can't turn it back again. So I don't know too much about the milking and the cheese process, but it appears to me that once you turn a cup of milk into a piece of cheese, it's not going back anymore. You're not going to have a chias amazing. It's not going to become milk. There's nothing you can do to turn it back into milk again. So that's called a shinui. That's called a panim chadash molka. That's a new chesta. So the takanas chacham was not on that new chesta. Masha ain't getting on the powder. That was a joke. You take the powder, you mix it with the water again, and all the smoke, you got yourself another cup of milk again. So one can argue that's not even called the shinui. So the only two possible svaras to be mounted the powder milk was, number one, to say that the treif milk can't turn into powder, so it was never in the cloud of gezerah. The Chazmish said it's wrong. It's absolutely not true. The other svar lahaka was to say that even if it could turn into powder, but that wasn't included in the gezerah because it's the dover achel agamrei. So just because we find that Chazal singled out cheese and butter as being Dvar Mechir and Panim Chadash Zbal Lekan doesn't necessarily mean that it carries over to the powder milk. So this was a running machlekes between Rav Tzvi Beis Frank and the Chazanish and others about what exactly is the status. Again, assuming that there is Chalav Akum that we're dealing with, so even those who are Machmir on Chalav Akum, there are grounds to be made on the powder milk. So there are some people who have this Pesach also. There are many people who have this split, who have this Pshara, that they won't drink Chalav Akum, but they will eat anything which has the powder milk, which is a nice... Right. So you have this right. So this becomes very helpful in a lot of products because there are a lot of products that have milk powder in them. So if you hold like this cooler, it's a fact. So you can be home free in a lot of. It's a good cooler. If you want to gain a few pounds, it's a good cooler to hold on to. This issue that it's interesting. You have the same idea like the Yochas Brach. It's the same type of question. When you have something and then you turn it into powder, so it can be reconstituted into something else. So is that considered to be like a parim chadash? So now, this is the shalak, like the mashed potatoes. You take a potato, so the potato you make a hadam on, then you turn it into powder. So powder, what bracha would you make on powder? There's nothing. It doesn't resemble the original potato, but now you reconstitute it, throw a little water, and now it becomes back to mashed potato again. So what's the bracha in that? So this is the same shalak, the Pringles also. You take a potato, you slice it. So a sliced potato you make adama on, you turn it into potato flour, so you make a shakal on it, but now you put the pieces back together again, and it becomes a potato again. So what's the bracha on Pringles? So this is all the same shalos. Remember when I was a little kid, when Pringles first came out, so that was like this tremendous chiddush. They were telling us elementary school, even though you make a adama on the wise potato chips, on Pringles you make a shakal, because Pringles is made from potato flour, it's not made from pieces of potato. So I guess they didn't ask for Shlomo Zalman. So they asked for Shlomo Zalman about this years later. So he looked at a Pringle. So they showed him, that's what it says in the book. They brought him a potato chip. They brought him a Pringle. It's the same thing. So it's shaped a little different, but it's basically the same thing. So Shlomo Zalman said the potatoes had a Tchias HaMeisim. So the reconstituted mashed potatoes also had a Tchias HaMeisim. That right now, Bashar Shoma looks the same way. So that's in effect what these Dachronim are tying on the Rosh Beis Hashanah. It's a similar idea. That the yesh v'yesh, there are different types of shinuyim, that shinuy changes a bracha, but it's a real bona fide shinuy that's not going to be able to be salvageable, but once you're able to put it back together again, so maybe that's not considered to be a shinuy. This is also a repeat in Uchaz brachas and kiddush, that reconstitute grape juice. We spoke about this, I think, in some of the bracha shirim. It's like a running shayla in halacha. Where do you draw the line? When do you say that it's mamash hapanim chadash is balakan, and when not? No, but I think the powdered potatoes just means that they're originally from potatoes. Where did that powder come from?
But let's say if you take a real potato, right, and now you mash it up,
right,
there's no question that that's not done.
Mashed potatoes is not done, right. I think everyone agrees with that, right.
It
does look like a potato.
No, but
you look at mashed potato, if you look at mashed potato, you can tell that it came from a potato. So if you could tell that it came from a potato, that's called Nika Tzura Sapri.
then you would still make a adama. Yes, that's a shara, right there. That's a shara. How do you determine tzuris apri? Do you have to ask the non-knowing person? Let's say a potato kugel. You make a adama potato kugel? Yeah. I don't know. If I didn't grow up, if I would show someone on a desert island and think I never saw a potato chip before, he only knows about potatoes. I'd show him a potato chip, but he knows that's a sliced potato. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think we, that's the question. Where do you draw the line in terms of Ruchas Brachas? I call upon him, this idea that the postkim are debating, which is really just a continuation of this whole idea of the cheese and the butter story, this idea that if you have some type of a process that's done with milk that cannot be done with camels and chaza milk, so that's not really included in the Yisr of Chalav Akum. This led to another shadow that the Boskim have. What's the story with ice cream? What's the din if you take milk and you make it into ice cream? So is that included in the Gezer of Chalav Akum also? So here, many Boskim say yes, that that's lagame different, it's not different than milk. That's not the same thing as making it into cheese or making it into butter. They are cheese, you're separating with the chazanish. That's ultimately, you're separating the curds in the whey, in the butter, you're churning. Here, what are you doing? You're taking the milk, you throw it into the freezer, you add a little bit of sugar, a little bit of flavoring to it. So that's frozen milk, so that's not considered to be nishtanis to such a degree. So the pasha says that if you machmir on Chalav Akum is matter there, so it's, there are some who draw a distinction between the two. The Chalkus Binyamin assumes the double pasha that the Yisra has to continue, that the heft any chaterim of Gvina Chema aren't really going to carry over to the ice cream. There is one less shalom, which is also very relevant, and that's the status of whey. If you look in the Tshuva to Rav Moshe, so he writes vav yud yud. So the whey is in the making of the cheese process. So you separate, as we know from the famous Little Miss Muffet. So you separate your curds and your whey. So the curds is going to become the cheese, and whatever is going to be the water that's going to be separated off. So that's the whey. What they do is now they take that whey and then they dry up the whey. They turn it into powder, and then they put the powder into everything. In other words, most of the cookies, the cakes, all the stuff, the chocolates, all the stuff comes from this whey. So what's the story with this whey? So according to Tzipi Tzvayik, it's coming in the state of, if you're buying it in the state of powder, so then that's mutter, finished, there's nothing to discuss. But even without Tzipi Tzvayik, there's another possible svara here, namely that since the whey is a byproduct of the cheese making process, what they do is that they want to make a lot of money off the milk. They don't want to throw out anything. So they take the same milk, and half of it they turn into, the curds become the cheese process, and then the whey company buys off the whey. So since it's being done as part of the cheese making process, so just as we said before, that if it's not shayach for the tray for milk to be turned into cheese, so no one's gonna try to sell to you the whey that's coming from the chaza milk, because it's being made by definition out of the cow's milk, because they want to sell half of that as cheese. So maybe one can argue that just as you're willing to be maker din, even though Ramon was basically would be made of his manazah, that if you have milk that was made mitchil akach, there's a deal with the company that's being made for the purpose of cheese, so then that's not included in Chalav Akum. Maybe one can argue that the whey also was never included in Chalav Akum Mechiyah Gavna, because it's obvious that no Meshuggah is going to add on milk to mess up his entire cheese making process, and half that he's selling for cheese and half he's selling for whey. So that's a possible svara. Rav Moshe addresses an issue, there's a long tshuva about the whey, about a different issue. Rav Moshe says that how can you ever buy whey, let's say, from a Goyish company? A Goyish company is taking their milk, and they're making, they're cooking it up, and part of it is when you make the cheese, and part of it you want to buy the whey from them. So comes Rav Moshe and says, doesn't the whey become treif? Didn't the whey, since it was you're extracting the whey at the same time you're cooking, that you're separating the curds, so the curds are treif because they're gvina sakum, not chalav akum. They're also about gvina sakum, because we pack in that the issue of gvina sakum applies no matter what this man is there, whether you do chemicals, non-chemicals, real red or not. We pack in a low plug that the gvina sakum is also. So Rav Moshe says we should ask the oil whey as having a belief, as having a time of gvina sakum. So Rav Moshe concludes that it's not true. Why exactly it's not true, it's a little bit unclear. Moshe suggests that Mesama Chazal understood that the separation of the curds in the whey is to such an extent that it doesn't even know the same time. There's such a perfect distinction between the two that the Gvina goes its way and the whey goes its way, and there's no reason to that one asks the other. Moshe brings a raya from the following. He says that otherwise we should, if we said before that if you get milk from a guy and you turn it into cheese, so Ikir Adin, the cheese is going to be mutter. According to some Rishon, the cheese is going to be mutter, even though the milk is Tacha Aser. The milk, everybody agrees, remains the Isuro. So Rav Moshe says, so why doesn't the cheese become treif because of the time that it's getting from the liquid? The same way that we were asking that let the curds Aser up the whey, let the whey Aser up the curds also. But she writes a long chivut to try to show you why it doesn't happen that way. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know enough about the Messiah to appreciate why that's so. But Lamaisa, Ramesha was Makil on the way. So Ramesha was Makil in terms of the way, doesn't have a bliya of his sir. And those who are Makil Agamben and Chalavacham is Manasseh, so for sure won't have any problems with way. And even those who want to be Machman and Chalavacham maybe can make a case to be Mat of the way, either because of Tzipetzach Sang's Svara that it's not going to be any worse than Efkar's Cholav and the powder, because it's coming to you in the state of being powder, so that was never included in the Gezerah. Or maybe it's even better in a certain sense, because since it's a byproduct of the cheese making process, so maybe the garment is going to be mutter. So again, so you find this Shita also. So Yesh V'Yesh, you have different permutations in terms of, even those people who are quote unquote Nizr and Cholav Yisrael in America. So Yesh V'Yesh, there are some who are Machter and everything, the garment, they won't touch anything that any Shaychas to the Gresh milk whatsoever. And you have others who are willing to cut down on the Yisra a little bit. Some may be willing to be Mekel, like the Migdal cheeses, they'll be Mekel on the milk that was made on the cheese. Then there'll be some, maybe you'll be Mekel on some of the butters, as we spoke about last week. Some will be Mekel on the milk, on the powdered milk, and some will be Mekel on the whey. Each one of these shayas depends on, assuming that you're talking about the Yisra Mitchila, if you hold like for a Moshe Mikra, then that nothing applies. So then all of these things are for, by the way, so it's interesting. Moshe
also deals with the problem, even if you're not Makban on Chol of Yisrael, regular challah, but most of the whey that's available commercially is actually cooked at a high temperature with the
glue. Right. That's what Moshe was addressing.
The fact that you have something that's being cooked.
It's mamish belief, right? That's what Moshe claims, that there's no belief from one to another. That's the nice. That's the gist of his tshuva. Even though, again, I don't understand enough about it why that should be so, but that's what Moshe claims in his tshuva. But his tshuva was predicated on the fact that the whey itself is not a problem. If you hold it, the whey itself was a problem, then the whole challah becomes moot. There was a suggestion, the conclusion of this whole topic of Cholav and everything, that I just saw recently, that written in the name of the Rav, maybe it's the first, and I don't know, I never heard this before, that the Rav apparently wanted to say that the reason why one has a right to be making on Cholav Akum in America is different from a Moshe. The Odi Yishlam, besides the Moshe swear about the government inspection, the Rav said that since the milking is done today by machine, it's not done by hand, so maybe you can argue that was never included in the original Gezerah. Now, what does that mean? So Rav explained, but he means as follows. We all know that the real fear of Cholav Tameh doesn't exist, Susman. Everybody agrees. Even the biggest Machmir Shem Machmir, who won't touch anything with any Cholav Akum, will admit to you that they're not really afraid of this Chazer and camel milk mixed in. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of, well, we spoke about the Gezerah, the Leit Plug, the Chfam Sefer, with a Dov Shebe Minyan, so Ein Lanu Beis in Rosh Levatel. They're afraid there was some kind of a Chayk V'Layav, a Gezerah D'Rabbanim, even though the reason clearly doesn't apply to Susman. So the Rav suggested that B'med of Anamurim, the Gezerah applies, that Gezerah was Cholav Shachol Ve'Akum. If it was done by an Akum, and then the old official way of doing milk, milking into a pail, so that was the Gezerah was on. Our modern fancy milk contraptions, that was never included in the original Gezerah. If there would be a real bona fide chashash, let's say you're living in Spain, so maybe there really is a fear that they're milking camels, so obviously the machine is not going to solve the problem. But since we're in America anyway, so we're not really concerned with the camels and the chaz and milk. What we're really concerned with is the loy plug of the chasam sefer. So the Rav wanted to suggest that maybe that loy plug of the chasam sefer was only instituted when it's done in the same derech it was done in the days of Chazal. Our milk is so fundamentally different, so that was never included. So called upon them, at least we make a seam already on the milk, make a seam with serving milk, on the milk aspect in terms of the milk and the butter and the ice cream. So hopefully we try to give a little bit of a better understanding of some of these things play out.
What
is
the
Right, Rachami.